So today we'll do the Ramban. And the Ramban is, well, he turns everything upside down. Anyway, we are in the Gemara and Abu Zaino at base. The Gemara discusses whether Bosa Meyukora or Bosa Tavam after it breaks. And the Gemara brings a raya, the way Rashi and Paisavis and Klimat, all the other Rishonim learned, they bring a raya that it's a Meyukora from Rabbah's din, because Rabbah gives the din of Azora klima roisha gag boache ve shibroi ve makel is potu. Why? Damrin le mona tvira tova. And so in Rashi right away says, what's the raya? Potu ham shabroi. The chayev hazorek. The one that broke it, that's the second one, is potu, and the zorek is chayev. Alma basa miyikoraz. So we see, since the first one is chayev, and the second one not, is a raya that the bosam yikora has done. The hoy, the site of the shabar, the Hashem, and since it's bound to break, kemoshe shibro hudami, right? So yesterday we had that in the Rif there's a stira on this. The Rif quotes Rabbah's din, and yet he quotes the akimta of Rabbi Barabaya, the Kozlim in Eimene. As for the Ravid gave a complicated teretz, which it's not, it is complicated. So the Ramban wants to answer the stira and the Rif, and because of this, the Ramban has a new pshat. So in order to, but it's a very lamdash Ramban, but it's mamish, the opposite of Rashi. So in the Ramban, to do the whole Ramban, I won't do. In your own Gemaras, in the Ramban, if you go on the wide lines, in the middle of the wide lines, you have it's approximately the middle of the wide lines. It says Veyesh Derech Acheres, the Pirush Hashmur. There's another pshat to be said in this whole sugya. Until here, the Ramban went over Rashi. He went over the Stir and the Rif and so on. So I have someone made he enlarged it, so it's easier for me to read. But you have it all in your Gemaras, all right? So you'll see it, you'll enjoy learning this Ramban because it's really it's a harifustik epshat. The Ramban begins up, you have the place. Veyesh derech acheres bepirush shmuzu hashmur beatzmo. There's a different pshat in this whole sugi. The pshat is shenefareish benoima. We will explain the rabba bosa soif ozl. Not like Rashi learns that according to rabba it's miyikover. Hakad rabba holds the soif ozl. You look at the end. What does the Gemara mean? The pshat of the Gemara seems to go like Rashi. When the Gemara says we can prove from Rabba, so Rashi learns we can prove from Rabba the Bosam Yikoras Dino. So listen to how the Ramban explains. Tifshoy Taker, you should sell from Rabba the Bosam Besoif Azlinon. That you go according to the end when it's finally broken. What's the Raya? Why? How do you see it? So look what the Ramban comes up with the Harifus to Kepshat. Mide Omar Rabba. Since Rabba says, Ubo Acher Veshibroi, someone else came and broke it, Bemakel Potu. It says the second one is Potu. Voloi Omar Harishon Chayiv. And the Gemara did not say that the first one is Chayiv. You see, according to Rashi, what comes out? The first one is Chayiv, because Bosam Yikora Azlinon, and the second one is Potu. So the Ramban asks, why does the Gemara, why does Rabbi have to say that the second one is Potu? Let him say, it should say, Harishon Chayiv, the first one is Chayiv. But mainly we would know the first one is Chayiv and the second one not. Why does the Gemara begin with the second one first? So that bothers the Ram. So Bemela, since it does not say that the first one is Chayiv, So look what he says. The isan ki daito bosam yikoru as now if you should say that Rabbi holds bosam yikoru havilei lemeima, the Gemara should have said harishon chayiv. It should have said the first one is chayiv. The yashmin and that is better. The yashmin in the rabuso. Then the Gemara is telling you a chiddush. V'loleima the sheni potu. And the Gemara should not say that the second one is potu. The Gemara should say. You begin with the first one. The first one is chayiv, and that would be a chiddush. The chiddush is even though he didn't really break it, but since it's bound to break, so he did a ma'aser hezek, and therefore he's chayiv. Why doesn't the Gemara say so? That's a chiddush. So since the Gemara does not say this, and the Gemara speaks about the second one, therefore what does he say? What does the Ramban learn from this? The sheni, look what he says. Because the sheni, about the sheni you don't have to talk about. Why? Afilo ozla bosa besoif. Because even if you say you don't go basa miyikara, but you go basa soif, potu, but do you know why it's potu? Kivon che soifo leishaba, since it's bound to break, the ein leidonim achshav, so there's no value now. Because who's going to? If let's say I see that someone threw down my keli and it's going to break any minute. So let's say it's a law. Let's say that they threw it down from the top floor, and it takes a while until it's going to break. Let's say I will offer. I'll go over to someone. Hey, you want to buy my keli that is flying down? Because right. No, who's going to buy such a keli? He'll say, what are you selling me? It's going to break any second. So mainly the Ramban, that's the Ramban's biggest chiddush. The Ramban says when you throw down a keli from a roof, and it's bound to break when it falls down, it has no value anymore. But mainly since it has no value, so you're not a so mainly the second one it cannot be called a mazik because the first one already made it that it has no value. That's the chiddush of the Ramban, and later on the Ramban will tell you. This svara is a gewaltige kasha against Rashi. Because according to Rashi, what comes out? That the second, if not for the svara of Mana Tova Tova, that he broke a broken keli, we would say the second one is chayiv. So the Ramban says, the Gemara did not have to say Mana Tova Tova, that he broke a broken keli. The Gemara should say it has no value. If it has no value, so there's no mazik. So Leila, this is the main point of the Ramban. Kivan. Since it's bound to break, it has no value right now. It has no value now. Now the Ramban concludes. Since the Gemara has to emphasize the ptur of the second one, that shows. That the Rishon is not. Why doesn't the Gemara say that this first one is Chayiv? Because it's not so. The first one is also Potu. Why the Bosar Soif as Linon? Because we forget from Rabbi we see that you go Bosar Soif. Because you go Bosar Soif, which means what? When it finally breaks, so Mela, that is why the first one is also Potu. So therefore, what the Gemara says is the second one is Potu because Manu Tava Tava. Because he broke a broken keli. But the first one is also potu. Why? Because it has no value. And the Mela he says, Vezu kosha ledivrei rabbeinu shloima. And Mela, this svara remains a kasha on Rashi. Umiksas and Shuomru who learn the midrabe shamin lebosam yikor azlinon. What's the kasha? The rafilu I ozla basa besoif. Because even if you pass in that we go according to the soif, not according to the beginning, potu. Why is the first one potu? Shein v'idomim. He repeats what he said before. Because it has no value. Umay yishalom. What should you pay? How much should you pay? It has no value. So the Ramban mamish learns that from Rabba we learn out that basa soif aslinon. And mainly if you say basa soif aslinon, you understand why the Gemara did not discuss the first one. The Gemara only discusses the second one. Because the first one, there's a simple reason why he is potu. Because it has no value after it's falling down. So, the Mela, from Rabba, since the Gemara does not say Harishon Chayef, but the Gemara says Hasheni Potu. So obviously, this is mashma that the Rishon is also Potu. The only thing is, you may have said, since Basa Soy Baslinon, maybe the second one is Chayef. So we have to tell you, no, the second one is Potu for a different reason. Because Mono Tova, because what did he break? He broke a broken Keli. That's a new Svara. That has to be said. So the Meila Faket, the Ramban learns that the Raya from Rabbah is mamish the opposite of Rashi. That's what he says. And not only this, the Ramban says that his pshat becomes a kasha against Rashi. Is this clear? You'll see this, the Ramban speaks for himself, and you'll have no problem understanding it. What is it, Nadir?
Why are we not mechayev the first guy for changing
something? Yeah, right. I see. That's they asked this kasha. Yeah. Wait. That's true. I understand. You are.
He's.
They are asking. So so the Rishonim or the Achoinim rather. Achoinim ask. But look, who made it that it's no value? The first one. Let him pay for this. So the targets they give is that as long, anyway, when I answer for Rashi, that will be the terrors for the Ramban too. You see, that the Achoidim answer for Rashi, how will the Rashi answer this question? L'choire, that's a good argument, that when you throw down a Keli, and it's going to break in 2 minutes or whatever, so it has no value. That's a gewaltige kasha. So the Achoidim give the terrors, no, it does have value. It has value because as long as it's the end, let's say it would break, it would fall and break, the first one, let's say there's no one in between. So what would be the din? Of course the first one would be chayev, because he made it break. Except over here, what happened was, it didn't break yet. So the Achoinim say that Rashi holds as long as the Keli is intact, even though the fact you know quite well that it's that you're not going to save it anymore, but it still has value. Horaya, if it falls and breaks, the first one will have to pay for it. So the Meila, it has value at least. That the Nizik, if someone else threw it down, the one who threw it will have to pay. So the Rashi holds, true, you cannot sell it anymore. No one is going to buy it. But as long as it's be'en, it has value to the one who threw it down. Because if he threw it down, if someone would have caught it, it would have saved them from paying. So what do you see? Even though it has no value to anybody else, but to the mazik, the one who threw it down, it has value. So Meila, they say what the Ramban takes for granted, that it has no value whatsoever, is not really so. It does have value to the one who threw it down, because now that this guy came and broke it, so what happened? He made it impossible for the first one to use the caliph as payment.
Can you say it has no value, but it's hezek sheino nikar?
It's what?
It's a hezek sheino nikar.
No, this is not called hezek sheino nikar, because you see that the caliph is falling and it's going to break. You see it. No, that's not called hezek sheino nikar. You see the hezek in front of you. So anyways, that's what Achoinim answer for Rashi. It's a good teretz. So the Meila, we could say the same. What you asked is a kasha in Chinami. The teretz is as long as it didn't break, since it does have value to him. So the Meila, he's not chayiv yet. So who is really the guilty party? The one who broke it. He made it impossible for the mazik to use the keli as payment. But it's a question that is asked by the Mephoshim. Okay, so anyway, so notice the Ramban mamish is the opposite of Rashi's pshat. So the biggest kasha is because the Ramban claims even while it's following it has no value. So Mele, of course, what should you pay? So the Achayim give the status. You'll see the Ramban has not a kasha yet on Rashi. But then we'll discuss it when we write it. Let's go right in the Ramban. Now he says, V'hochina mimashma sugya de Rabba. We also, he brings a rai from the sugya of Rabba. The Zoyrek Tinoik. Oh, you know what, before we go right in the Ramban, so let me show you, go back to the Chovah from the base again. I thought I would have done the whole thing yesterday, but I didn't have time. Go back to Chovah from the base, and then you'll have no problem understanding this Ramban. You should know a klal. The Melchamos, that's the Ramban, he's called the Melchamos. Do you know why he's called the Melchamos? Because you see, the Balamoyer always attacks the Rif. And the Ramban writes, he took on this battle to fight the Balamoyer and answer all his kashis against the Rif. Like in this case, you'll see, with this pshat, he will save the Rif from this gewaldige kasha that we discussed yesterday. So go to Chovah from it base again. You'll see Rabbah says another din. Just acquaint yourself with the plain pshat of the Gemara. Go to Chovah from after the Omer Rabbah Zohar Klim Reish Agag and so on. Then the Omer Rabbah, Rabbah gives you another case. Zohar Klim, or this we did. Zohar Klim Reish Agag v'hoi yitacht of Korim or Yisosos. There were pillows, soft pillows underneath. U'bo'ache v'silkon or Yikodam v'silkon potu. My time will be idna the shadi psukim mifsekagire, because initially when the guy who threw it down is potu, because when he threw it down it could not have broken. There were soft pillows underneath. So that case we already discussed. Is it dami? Not that. That's nice. Now the Omer Rabbah, next case, because from the next case the Ramban brings a raya to his pshat. The Omer Rabbah zorak tinok mereshagag. You throw down a child from the top of the roof, ubo acher v'kibla b'sayif, and someone is standing on the bottom with a knife or with a sword, and the child falls onto the sword and is killed. That's the case. So who's chayiv? So the Gemara, so Rabbah says, zorak tinok meroish hagag, ubo acher v'kibla b'sayif, look to the that is the machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir and the Rabbanan. Where do you see such a machlokes? The Tanya. The Tanya, Yiko Asor ibn Yodam, the Asor Maklis, 10 people attack one person. Each one has a stick in his hand, and then they beat him up. They mamish clobber him to death. So, Bein be Basachas, whether they all attacked him at one time, Bein be, or they did it one after the other one, Kulon Pturin. That's the Tanakama. So Rashi says, look at the top Rashi, Pturin. The Be'inon Shiyake Kol Nefesh Odom. Why are they all potu? Because the day it says, Ish Shiyake Kol Nefesh Odom. So it means, the Ritzayach is Makke the whole person. Kol HaNefesh. Ve'en Kan Makke Kol HaNefesh. Since over here, if 10 people attack, not one person at the same time, so you cannot say that any of them did the Ritzicha. Now it was, and in the Pasuk it says that Roitzeach is someone who takes away someone's life. If there are 10 people doing it, so you cannot say on anyone, he's the one that killed. That's the Svar of the Tanakhama. The Binon Shiyake Kol Nefesh Odom, that's the Pasuk, Kol HaNefesh, Ve'en Kal Makeh Kol HaNefesh, B'dur Miso. That's the Chachamim. Rav Yudim Ben Beseiro Imeno, B'Zeach HaZech, if they didn't attack him all at the same time, but they took turns. First one began beating him after he was finished. The second one came. Is then Achon Chayev. Rabbi Yudim Maseira accepts the swore of the Chachamim. He only argues that if it's Bezeh Chazer, so the last one is Hawaii. It's a new swore. Just we have to know the claim shot, because he made the Misa come right away. And then the Gemara has another case. I have to go over the Ramban is going to see. Notice all these cases that the Gemara gives in Chavor from the base are said by Rabbah. And let's go next case. Now the next case, Bo Shor v'Kivlo. Let's say v'Kivlo v'Karnov. Let's say not another human being stood on the bottom with a sword in the sand and he fell onto it. But let's say a shore is on the bottom, and the child falls on the horns of the shore. So what's the din? Is the guy chayiv misa because he threw him on top of the shore to be killed? That's plucked to the Rabbi Yishmael b'noi shel Rabbi Yochanan. It's machlokes. What is machlokes? Tanya, we learned. V'nosan pidyon nafshoy. By koifer it says, if my shore kills a human being, I have to pay pidyon nafshoy. It's koifer. So how do you pay? The main nizik. One mandama says you assess it by the value of the nizik. How much the nizik was worth? Rabbi Yishmael b'noi shel Rabbi Yochanan. Roy koyim the main nizik. No. You assess koifer by the main mazik, and no, the way that's all I need. So based the Ramban is going to use these two gemaras to prove that Rashi is not right. So now go back to the Ramban. All you have to know is the plain pshat of this gemara. So now let's go back to the Ramban. So. V'hochi nami mashma sugya de rabba. V'zoi reik tinoik. The Talmud. Oh yeah, the Gemara is the Hemings. The Gemara says, Ha'zoi reik patu le divre hakol. V'hasheni, the second one, bein b'shor bein b'yodam, whether it's a shor or an adam, either the shor it falls on the horns of the shor, or it falls on the sword of the adam. Chiyuvoy mipnei shekirech es misasoy, like the rabbanon say, you are chayif for being mekarech es misa. The ibasam yikaro, if you should say like Rashi learns, the rabba holds that you go basam yikaro, rishon the chayif le divrei kulam. The first one should be chayif according to everyone, Bahasheni Patu. Because if you say Basam Yikara, so really who did the killing? The one that threw this child down. And Basam Yikara, because look, I'll tell you what the Kashi is. According to Rashi, what's the din? The first one is Chayef, right? He's Chayef to pay. So if you change the case, instead of Mamon Misa, so what should be the din? The first one is Chayef. So by exactly, he'll be Chayef Misa. And yet you see there's a machlokes in the Gemara. So the Ramban says, you have a gewaltige kasha. V'ibosam yikara, rishon l'chayif, l'divrei kulam, according to everyone, the first one should be chayif, because you go bosam yikara. V'asheni yeh potu, because it's monu tava tavro. V'yoid, another ray is from the next case. V'yoid oma rabba linyin kaifa, plukta d'rabi shmo b'noi shrab yichon v'rabbanan. So again, the E Amrit, if you should say, the Bosam Yikora Azlinon, if Rashi is right that Rabbi holds the Bosam Yikora Azlinon, Hainami ke Meis Dami. So when is the child or the person like a mess? The moment you threw him down. The Hayat Mashalim Koifel. So how do you pay Koifel? The Omad Mei Mazik. It's like killing a dead person. And also the shore, let's say if the child fell on the shore, the Bailim should not have to pay koifel. Even though he brought he made the misa come earlier, the chsif v'hameis prat. You only behemis if you kill someone, but if the person is really considered dead, then there's nothing to pay, because and according to Rabbi, what do we say? So let me just explain again. The Ramban asks a gewaltige kasha. In the Gemara in Chafafan, the Gemara has a few statements of Rabbi, one after the other one. So if Rashi is right that we say always Basam Yikoras, then he has a question. Why does the Gemara say that they all potu, the first one should be Chayiv? Why? Because Basam Yikoras Linam, and Basam Yikoras means he is really considered dead. So Bameila, how can the Gemara have a machlokes whether you pay koifel or you don't pay koifel? And how do you assess it? By the Meimazik or the Meinizik? You should be potter and koifel altogether. Why? Because the others didn't do anything. Only the first one did something. And the same is true with the case of the guy with the sword. If you say basami yikara azdinan, who should be chayif for killing the child? The one that threw him down. Just like by mamonis, what do we say? Basami yikara means that the one that threw down the keli is chayif to pay. So by nisa, what should be the din? He's chayif nisa. And yet the Gemara doesn't say so. So the Ramban gives you two cases on this. One is the case where you throw a child down and then someone is standing on the bottom with a sword like this, and then the child falls onto the sword. And so why does the Gemara say that they are potu? It's not the first one is chayef. That's the other ones are potu, but the first one is chayef. And the same is true by koifer. What's sad to say koifer? The others are certainly potter from koifer. Again, only the first one that threw down the child, and he threw him down on the horns of the axe, he should be chayef, because if you say basam yikara azlinon, who's the rotzeach? The first one is the rotzeach. And you see, the Gemara doesn't say so. So you see from the other two statements of Rabbi does not hold Bosam Yikor Azdinon. So that's a gewaltige kasha against Rashi. As Rashi learns that Rabbi holds Bosam Yikor Azdinon. If that's the case, by Misa, we should also say Bosam Yikor. And so let's finish. That's a gewaltige kasha against Rashi. It's a gewaltige raya for the Ramban. See, the Ramban knew that the Poshet of Pshat in the Gemara, just if we have Rabbi's first statement, Zohar Klim Rosh Hagag, the Poshet of Pshat certainly is like Rashi. Except the Ramban comes up at the Harifus, why does the Gemara say that the second one is Potter? Why not mention that the first one is Chayef? So because of this, he changes everything. But that's a Harifus Einfalt to say. So therefore, the Ramban has to prove to you from the other two statements of Rabbah that Rabbah really does not hold that Bosa Miyikara Azlinon. But it's a gewaltige kasha. I'll soon discuss a teretz with you how Rashi will answer this kasha. Now let's go weiter. The whole Indian Schoiros Bosa Miyikara Azlinon. By Schoiros we also go Bosa Miyikara. The Gamri, Ukeshavu Choshev, is considered broken. The Hilka Hazoirek Hogod, therefore that whoever threw him down is the Rotzeach. The Hasheni, and there's the others, Bein Shor, Bein Odom, Yipotel, the Divrei Akol. So the din should be, the first one is Chayiv and the others are Potu. By the when you have 10 people doing it. The Im Toimar, and if you should want to say, Afilu Azlin and Bosam Yikoro, now you may say the Ramban now tells you a possible way out for Rashi. Even if you should want to say Bosam Yikoro Lav Ken Meis Chashvinun Lei, if you want to argue, say no. There's a chilik between Ratzicha and Mamonis, because by Ratzicha you'll say he's not yet dead. He's still alive. Im Kain Bichli Sheni Lamu Bichli Hasheni Lamu Potu, the one who threw down the second one, why is he potu al kochob nesha'en lo yidomim? You must say the svara that the Ramban said before, because after you throw it down, it loses value. Hoyil, why? Hoyil v'soifoy li'shover, because it's going to break eventually. Af al pishaloy nishpa, even though, let's say it didn't break, let's say someone saved it, so we say that he's potu anyway. So made so it's just like by Misa, you'll tell me, "Whoa, he's not dead yet." By Domin, you can also say the same thing. It's not broken yet. So obviously, we don't look at it this way. We say, as long as we know it's going to happen, it's like it happened already. That because that's what Rashi really says. What does Rashi say by Bosatovamonazlinon? That Rashi says because since you know it's going to break, it's considered broken already. So here, by Miso also, he's considered like a mess. And the Melech is considered like a mess. Well, you should be, the first one should be Chayiv, and the other one should be Potu. Just a second. שרן, וכדאמרין עומד אל רבונן, דאמרי, דמי נזק פוטו, שאין לזה דומם. אף על פי שהוא כחי, יוסי, he's still alive. So he says, no, no, תלמוד לרבי שמואל חייף, according to רבי שמואל, you are חייף, וכיוון שכן, since רבי שמואל says you חייף, היכה שמינון מדרבו, the boss amik, so how can you say that רבו holds me, יקורא אז לינון? Dilma loylam lav keshavu chashvinon. You may say, really, we don't go with the svar keshavu chashvinon. The bosa besoifa, but what do we do go? Bosa besoifa zlinon. If bosa besoifa zlinon, still afal pikein hasheni potu. Why? Shein lichli zeh donim. Because it has no value anymore. It goes back to its original svar. Afal pisha daim. Loy nishmak moy shikasafti. So mainly he proves that you cannot give me a teretz, well, he's not dead yet. Because you see by domim, we consider broken already. So mainly you must say that Rabbi does not hold that svara, that it's completely broken already. But if you were to say that bosam yikora as dinon, so the first one should be chayiv, not the second one. Afal pi, Shehu kechayid, even though he's still alive, no Talmud la b'shmol chayid, v'kivon shekein. So we understand that's what he says. So we see that Rabbah does not hold Bosa mikor azlinon, but Bosa besoit. V'yafal pikein hasheni potu. Why? Shein lekli zedam, the original svara. Do you know why the second one is potu? Because it lost value. No one would want to buy a keli that was thrown down, which will break any second. Afal pisha dain lainishva. Even though it didn't break it, k'moshika safti, like he said, that what did he say? Even before it's broken, it loses value. Because who's going to buy a falling keli? What are you selling me? You're selling me the Brooklyn Bridge. The keli is falling down and it's going to break any minute. So it lost value, and if it lost value, you potu. Even though alpidin is like a chayil chaldava. The kivon shekein. So now he repeats. Therefore, heicha shamin lemedarabo the bossa miyikoras dil molam lavke shavu chashvin lemay the bossa besoif aslinon viyafal pikina sheini poto because ain't loydomim. Now the Ramban says viyafal gav the ikal lemayma we could still say shloim patchu ala divrei hoimer the main nizik ala mishum the bossa miyikoras maybe no. Do you know why? Why the one dhamma that says you pay koifer according to the value of the nizik, that's only elamishum the basar miyikoras. I'll tell you why you pay the main nizik, because really you do go basar miyikoras leinyan mumayna. That's only by mamanis miyukdol shani. Maybe misa is different. Is ein hadas moide bezer. He says that's not a good svara. I'll explain to you in a second. Elok Moshe Kusavnu. But you must say my pshat that Rabbah really holds Bosa Soif as Dinon. Now the Ramban concludes. I'll get back to this last line after I finish this. The Imdas Rabbeinu Kepirush says if you should say that the Rif holds like this pshat, Yochet Posak the Bosa Soif as Dinon. Mishumhochi patu hazoyrek, the afilu grama, there's not even a grama, sharelo shibroi. Uleficha kosa, the koazlo minayim leal. With this last line, the Ramban answers the kasha on the riff that we had yesterday. Yesterday we had the kasha on the riff, is soyser himself. The riff quotes Rabbah's din, and according to Rashi, what does Rabbah hold? Bosar miyikor azlinon. But then the Gemara says by the Tanagoylim, who are picking at what the birds? So the dli, whatever. So the Gemara brought the raya from this that bosam yikor azlinon and af yudchesam medalot what we did yesterday. So the Ramban. So what was the kasha? Oh, the Gemara gives a teretz. No, it's not from the Tana Goylim. It's not the raya yet that Bosa Mikor. Why? Because it's talking that the Tana Goylim kept pushing it until it broke. Which means it wasn't broken from it. It's not a case where it's broken from the beginning. But the Tanagoilim are pushing it until it actually breaks. So it means it's mamish like a Shor HaMazit. So, Vimeila, the Gemara says, really I could say Basa Soit Basnilon. But what's the case over here? The case over here is where the Tanagoilim kept pushing the object until it broke, until the last second. Now, according to whom did the Gemara give the Steretz? According to the Mandama that says, Bosa Soipas Nilon. So maybe the Kashya that the Balamoy rests on the Rif is, the Rif paskins that Gemara, and he says it's talking that Tanagoilim pushed it all the way, and that's why there's no Raya that Bosa Mikor Az Nilon, and yet that shows that the Rif holds what? Bosa Soipas Nilon. And yet the Rif quotes Rabbe, And according to Rashi, Rabbi holds Bosam Yikoras. So the Rif is Soiser himself. So the Ramban says, the way I learned, there's no Stira. Because really, the Stira, the Balamoyer learned like Rashi. Therefore, he thought that the Rif also learns like Rashi. And therefore, he had a Stira. But the way I learned, the Ramban says, there's no Stira whatsoever. Why? Because really, the Rif learned like he says, that Rabbi holds Bosa Soifas Linon, like with the Raya that the Gemara did not say that the first one is Potu, but the Gemara said the second one is Potu. It should have said the first one is Chayif, according to Rashi. Right? But the Ramban says, the Rif really paskins the Bosa Soifas Linon. Bosa Soifas Linon, the Mele, Bosa Soifas Linon, he had to give the Teretz. By the time the goyim is a raya that Bosam Yikor Az Nilon, and this thing, Gemara gave a teretz. It's talking where it's not that it broke by itself, like it kept falling until it broke by itself. But the time the goyim pushed it until they broke it. So they broke it. Mainly they are chayiv. So the whole kasha and the whole steer on the rift was based and the kashi of the Balamor that we did yesterday. But because the Balamor learns like Rashi, so they, because the Pashat of Shat of the Gemara is like Rashi. So the Rif says, if you learn like me, that Rabbi holds Basa Soif, so the fact that the Rif quotes Rabbi's din, that's because the Rif holds Basa Soif as Linam, and not Basa Miyikor. So maybe everything is answered. So Mele, the Ramban, does the Ramban, in order to answer the Rif, says this pshat, and he says that's pshat in the Rif. So let me now go back to the second kasha of the Ramban against Rashi. Now the Ramban gives a possible teretz for Rashi. You'll tell me very poshut. What was the kasha from Koifer and from throwing down a child onto a sword or onto the horns of an ox. What was the kasha? The kasha is the first one should be chayiv because basa miyikor az nilon. So the Ramban then says like this. Now look again in that one. Look, go back to the afal gav. The afal gav dekel meimar shlo patchu le divrei haimer de mei nizik elu mishum de basa miyikor az nilon le enyan memayna. We only say this basa miyikor by mamonis. You'll tell me chetzicha is different. So the Ramban says, "Ein hadas moide b'zeh." Says it's not logical to make such a distinction, a distinction between Nisa and Malkus. So anyway, Rav Soloveitchik, he said that is the teretz for Rashi. Rashi will have to say that there is a, what the Ramban rejects, that Rashi held as the true pshat, that there is a chilik. Why? So he gave a very simple svara. Why chetzicha? Why by Ratzicha we will not say Bosa Miyikor Az Linon, but Bosa Soif? Because by Misa, for instance, the din is, let's say someone is a Goises. A Goises means he's going to die any second. Right? But Al Pidin, a Goises is Kechai L'chol Davo. For all halachas, until a person actually dies, he's considered a Chai L'chol Davo. That's the Lashon HaGemara. So Mele, what do you see from this din? You see from this din that by Misa, there's no such thing as that Basam Yikora Azlinon. Because by the fact that you know he's going to die, this person is not considered dead. Like you see, by Abgoy says, I think Rav Salvezhi gave a different marshal, but anyway, he said by all dinim, by Misa, until the person is dead, he's considered like a living, like he's alive, and therefore there's no svara of basar miyikor as dinim.
What about
treifa? No, treifa, you see, was never a chai. If you alpidin someone who has a hole in his heart, let's say, that's a treifa. So alpidin, he's considered like a. The Gemara calls him a gavra ktela. Alpidin, that's because he was born with such a defect that he's considered dead.
He can't become a treifa of his life.
Or later on, if he becomes a treifa, from then on, he's. But no, but listen. So it depends when he became a treifa. But from the moment he becomes a treifa, from that moment on, he's considered like a gavra ktela.
Why are we saying midair? Why is he gnosis and not a treifa?
You claim it's a treifa. It's not a treifa. You see, the Gemara says he's kechay lechol davar. By a treifa, the moment someone is a treifa, he's considered dead at that moment. That's therefore treifa is not a raya. Treifa means he was already dead. It sounds odd because the mice said the person could be walking around, eating and sleeping, and he could get married and so on. Alpidin, if someone has a hole in his heart, he is considered dead. Alpidin, it's called gavrik teder kotel. But otherwise, without treifa, a person is considered alive until the moment of Misa itself. So Mela, this book, what the Ramban doesn't like, to give a teretz, he says, Eina Dasai Vela said that it's illogical. Rav Soloveitchik said that the Rashi holds, no, this is the teretz. Why? Because by Misa, until the person is actually dead, he's considered Kechai Lechol Dabo.
What about someone who has a Pesach Din Misa from Bez, the Gemara calls that? He's someone who has a Pesach Din from Misa.
The Gemara calls it Gavrik Taylor. Yeah, that's true. So you mustn't. So it means Alpidin. It's a good haora. I didn't think of that, but you have to say the Gemara uses the same terminology as by a treifa, gavrik teilo, because he becomes mamish of that person. Once Besdin paskins that someone is chayit misa, that's it. All right. Anyway, I cannot. You have a good haora. That then is a little bit, not a little bit. It's a good kashya on what he said. But the raya from Goyses is a gewaldige raya, and for all halachas it's like this. That by except for Treifer and except for Gmardin, that he's Chayiv Misa, someone is not considered dead until he actually dies, and not before. Also, B'meila, so notice, the Ramban, Mamish, what he does over here is Mamish a revolution. He takes the Gemara that all the Rishonim learn, that according to Rabbi, we paskin Bosam Yikoraz Linan, and therefore the first one is Chayiv. And the Ramban says, from Rabbah we see that Bosa soif as limon. So the Ramban knew that the Pashut HaPshat in the Gemara is like Rashi. So therefore the Ramban comes up with Rayas. He says the Gemara quotes three members of Rabbah. And the Ramban, who does not want to make a distinction between Nisa and Mominus, says, if you go Bosa Miyakoras, then why should you pay Koifa? He's considered dead, Bosa Miyakora. And you see, the din is not so. So, Bameila, the Ramban proves this. And also, his raya is. So, really, there are three rayas the Ramban has against Rashi. Number one, why does the Gemara say, Hasheni Potu, let it say, Avishon Chayef? So that, by the way, that Kashi by itself is not so strong. But it is a timeline. I mean, you could say Elochilami. So the Gemara says it this way. It's not that if that was the only raya, it wouldn't be so gefährlich. But anyway, the Ramban holds it to be a kashya against Rashi. The second kashya is how can you say you go back to Bosa Mikora and you make him pay? No, you shouldn't be able to make him pay. Why? Because he has no value. That's an eyes in the kashya. So I told you. The Achoinim answer that sin, as long as the object is not broken yet, it does have some value. It has value at least to the mazik. So that's enough. So otherwise, so the merit, as long as it has some value, so that's good enough. And the third the raya was from Rabbis Din, by you throw down a tinoik onto a sword or onto the horns of an axe, the child dies. So the Gemara says, the Gemara discusses, do you pay koifer? How do you pay the koifer? According to Rabbi, we should say Bosam Yikor Azlinon, and there should be no chiyuv to pay koifer altogether. And so Melod, on this last kashya, as I told you, Rav Soloveitchik claimed that what the Ramban knew. The Ramban knew of such a teretz, but the Ramban right away negates it by saying, "Ein hadar sovelus," and it's illogical to make such a distinction. So we understand, but again, the Rif is answered. The Rif learns like this. Also now, as far as the psak is, so you see, if you go to the Nemukei Yosef on Daf Zayin that you told me yesterday. Go now to the Nemukei Yosef and Daf Zayin Amud Beis. So on top, V'chein Das HaRaza, that's the Balamoyer, V'heishi Balarif, and the Balamoyer asks on the Rif, Shehevi V'hilchoiz Terutzu D'Rabibi, the Mashma D'Svirilei D'Bosar, Soif Azdinon, V'kashi D'Dei Adidei. Because it puts Rabbis Din. So then, because from that in his mashman bosom yikor, the Ramban, you have it. He briefly quotes the Ramban. The Ramban rotsu l'sakein. The Ramban wanted to correct this kashya l'sayu arif to help out the rif. Upirish behepach. Just the opposite. She poshutu l'rabu de bosom soif azlinon. Behind the dama my timeo mono klema. But then who she has sheni chayif? Because we don't. The second one should have been chayif. Ella the mono tvira tava. Therefore, you have to have a new svara. But what did he break? He broke a broken keli. But tifshit leim the rabbi the basa b'soif of his vakert. From rabbi we see basa b'soif. That's what the Ramban says. The herich zal he says look it up. The kosev aritvo, the aritvo writes shadas rabbi leamrinam leosu sofer gemoitzi midei vaday ella keshehein. I'll tell you what he says over here. The Ritvo over here already quotes that there are poskim who paskin not like Rabbi, not the first one is chayiv, but they paskin like Rabbi. So what the Nemukei Yosef wants to prove is that the Ramban is not a das yochid. The other paskim who do not paskin like Rabbi altogether, they paskin outright the boss of Soif as Liman. So mainly the Rif is very good. The Rif will hold like those Rishonim. Okay, so anyway, this Ramban you have to go over by yourself. Because every word of the Ramban is full of lamdas. Now, in the Ramban it's not clear. Let's go to the Ramban on this. Now, where does the Ramban quote Rabbis Din? In Hilchos Chovel Mazik. In Hilchos Chovel Mazik, Perek Zayin Halacha Yud Beis. I listen to the Rambam over here. Anyway, just to know this Ramban, the Ramban himself is the best shiur. The Ramban makes up a new pshat, mamish, upside down of Rashi, and he proves it to you yet. But the Pashtus HaGemar in the beginning certainly is like Rashi. I, the Ramban, has kashas, so I told you how Achronim answer all the kashas of the Ramban. Now, Halacha, in Perek Zayin of Chayvel Amazik Halacha Yud Beis. Now, listen carefully to what the Rambam says. Hazoyre Kli Meroish HaGag Lo'oretz. You throw down the keli from the top of the roof to the ground. V'loy Hoyo Tacht of Kelim. And there was nothing underneath to so it shouldn't break. The kodam acher, and another person came, the shibro b'makil, and breaks the stick. Keshu b'avi, why did the keli is still in midair? Koidem Shiagila, before it reaches the ground, Hareze Harishon Potu. That is our Nusach in the Rambam. Hareze Harishon Potu. The first one is Potu. Shaloshova Lakrish Soifel Hishover. Yeah. See the word. Now, if you have our Nusach, now listen what the, that's very, this word, Harishon Potu, is very difficult. If you say Harishon Potu, what does that show? The Bosa Seifas Lina, no? But you see, if you look in the... So I was bothered by this, but based on the Magid Mishnah, if you look in the Frankel Rambam, without explaining, the Frankel Rambam has, it should say, not Harishon, but Acher, Zeh Ha'achon Potu. But why? Because for the next line, Shloi Shobah Elok Lisha Seifas Lina Shobah. That's Rabbah's din. Otherwise, if you say the Harishon Potu, that Mamish doesn't make sense, because the wording then, unless you'll say the Rambam also learns like the Ramban, but you see the Ramban only said it about the Rif. He didn't. If the Ramban held that the Rambam also learns like the Rif, he would say so. So anyway, I knew in the Nusach of instead of Harishon, it should say Ho'acher. It means the second one is Potu. Why? Shalai Shava and the Klisha, so I feel like you're like the Gemara Miyad. Bevadai, Venimse, Keshoiva, Klishova, Ve'enze, Kegoyrim. V'chein Kohen, that's Poshet. So if you learn, if the Nusach, the way we have the Nusach, it would come out at the Rambam Paskins, Bosa, Soif Azlinon. But they have other rayas that the Rambam Paskins Bosar Miyakora Azlinon from in Halacha Ches in Perek Zayin Halacha Ches of Chayv LeMazik. He has the Gemara and Daf Chavot. Hazor Ekli Shel Chaveira Meroish Agag Al Gabi Korim Uksosos Shel Bal Akli VeKodam Bal Akli VeHesir HaKorim. You take away the soft pillows. Hazoyrek Chayiv, Shezrikosai Hu Agoyrem, Harishon Neshviras Akli. Okay, I won't get involved. There's a raya from this Rambam, that Rambam Paskins Bosam Yikor. The accepted opinion in the Rambam is that he Paskins Bosam Yikor Azinon, and the Shulchan Aruch also. We Paskin not like the Rambam, we Paskin like Rashi's Pshat, that Bosam Yikor Azinon, because we learn the Gemara literally, not with the diuk of the Ramban. And again, we had three kashes that the Ramban poses against Rashi. I told you the terutzim for all three kashes, so maybe it's not so bad. But the Ramban really, the biggest kashya that the Ramban has is from the svara, that why do you make the first one pay? It's already it lost value. It doesn't have any value. What should you pay for? It's worth zero. So I told you what Achoinim answer. And the kasha of a misa, so we have to. So Rav Shalavetchik said that is a good teretz, because by a misa you're not considered dead until you're actually dead. The fact that you don't go with lumdus, this whole thing that if it's going to be broken, it's like broken. That's already a halacha. That's not the metzius is not so. By misa you go with the metzius. Is he dead or is he not dead? Another point on this sugya. In Rashi, there's a stira. How many of you noticed the stira in Rashi about Rabbah's din? Nope. Let's go back. And Daf Chav Vav from it base, that we did yesterday, Rashi tells you outright. Let's go back to Rashi and Daf Chav Vav from it base. Zorak Lim Rosh Hagag, so Rashi says, Zorak Mazik Kelim Merosh Hagag. A Mazik, and I'm not a stranger, a Mazik threw someone's Kelim for your tart of Korm of Sosos, Potu, Sharei Mizrikoso, Ein Sofer Lishover. Actually, you're not to have. So Rashi says often it means a Mazik, a stranger. But Rashi by us in Yud Zayin Amit Beis seems to be saying otherwise. You have to be Medayik in the Rashi. Which Adrava, can you tell me from which Rashi on Yud Zayin Amit Beis is mashma that Rashi learns that the owner himself broke it. I mean, not. I mean, Rashi learns the owner of it, but that someone else did it. I'm sorry. Which Rashi? Which Rashi did you say? So which Rashi do you and you
sign with
us? Oh, no, okay, correct. And the Rashi dibu hamaschu potu. So Rashi says hamshabroi v'chayif hazoyrek. So Rashi says often the zoyrek is chayif. Because he's the one that really breaks it. So obviously, how does Rashi learn the rabbis then? That who did it? Not the owner, but someone else. So it's a steer on Rashi and Rabbis Din. And the Afrofar from it based Rashi says often it means that the owner did it himself. He threw down his own keli. And here Rashi says it must be a stranger. So the same steer we have in the Rambam, the first or the second, in Rashi it's a steer. So I have no good terrets. Or Achoinim jump on this, they notice this, and take a look. Rav Shimon has a whole discussion on the steer and Rashi. For our purposes, it is enough to know that there's a steer in Rashi regarding Rabbis Din. Is it? And I'll tell you, it makes a gewaldige chilik for the Ramban. See, if you learn, can the Ramban learn that the owner himself threw it down? No, the Ramban cannot learn. If that's the Ramban has to learn that a stranger threw it down. Otherwise, the whole Ramban goes. Because what is the Ramban talking about? Paying, not paying. Who are you going to pay to yourself? So obviously, from the Ramban certainly learned that the Pashtos HaGemara is like this. From the two Rashis, which one is the difficult one? The Rashi in Chofar is difficult. Al Pi Pashtos, the Gemara seems to be talking that a stranger threw it down. Because otherwise, what should I have to discuss? Who has to pay? You cannot. If the owner himself broke it, so he pays to himself. And since he's a nice guy, he doesn't pay anything. He don't pay from the right hand to the left hand, or vice versa. So it's a difficult Rashi. And Rashi, and Achavot, Rashi is often the owner. And we had yesterday in the Rosh. The Rosh had explained what prompted Rashi to say that it's the owner. So you look up the Rosh again. So but in that Yud Zayin Amud Beis is Mucha from Rashi that it's a stranger that did it. Or it's just know the stira. Okay, now what I won't go weiter today because I finished this whole sugya. But in this sugya you have to chaza over. This is a very lomdish sugya, but if you do not chaza over, then everything is wasted. If you chaz over this sugya well, you will see it's full of lamdas. But I'll just tell you what I want you to prepare for Wednesday. Next tomorrow, I'm giving the shiur. Lolly, I'm going to begin now here Hilchos Shabbos in the shiur Lolly, beginning with tomorrow. So now, the Gemara and Yud Ches about tzchoyros. The Gemara gives you a bunch of different cases of tzchoyros. I will skip for the time being. I don't even think I'll ever get back to it. I'll tell you why, because the next sugya about tzchoyros is very technical. The Gemara gives you very complicated cases about tzchoyros. And very big rashis on the midbase, which are known that they are, that's like, so I'm afraid I'll get bogged down. And that sugya, you won't get anything. You're not going to appreciate it because it's very very remote cases, and you have to figure out the case. What I'll do is I will go right away for Wednesday, and go to Daf Yud Tes Summit Base, and I'll tell you what you should prepare. You'll begin by the two dots. Hatana Goylin Moyadim Lahalo Kedarkon. Omar Afuna Lishonna Lishonik Sham Eilof. Aval Koshcho Odom Chayef. And the Gemara, until the Mishnah. This Gemara is a very Lamdashi Gemara, and it's easy to understand. Look at the Rashi in the Toysefism. It's all the Toysef, all these Toysefism. Especially the Toysef of Chayitma, the Afuna, the Alma Itmo, or the first one, Mastitin, the Adyaduye, you have to learn over all these Toysavis, and this Omid, and not the bottom Toysavis, we have time yet. Now, besides that, besides the Gemara Toysavis, look in the Rosh over here, and the Gemara, and Adyaduye, and this Gemara that you, and look in the Nachlas David. The Nachlas David goes over this whole machloikas of Rashi and Tosafos and other things, and look up the Rambam too. The Rambam is Masnitin ve'ad Yaduye Hey, it's Perek Aleph of no Perek Beis Halacha Yud Aleph, and there they tell you on the side. No, just a second. Am I giving you the right place? Ve'ad Yaduye. No, just a second. Just a second. Where is? Oh, hey, I looked at the wrong place. Perek Gimel. No, just a second. Hey. No, it's Perek Beis Halacha Yud Yud Aleph, and there's a Raivet there. All right. By Ad Yaduye.
All right.
What? Right. That's what a mishpat tzaychen sein.
Should
I get a
Raivet also?
Look in the Rambam. Yeah, the Rambam. When I say Rambam, it means Rambam. If there's a Raivet, Magid Mishnah, tells you how. Look in the. You'll have plenty to prepare for. But it's a very lamdish sugya. All right.
Have you done a bunch?